That would have been a short homily if I wouldn't have picked up my glasses. Bob's in a hurry. Just knock the glasses down. There's a story of Father Collins at St. Joe's in Mandan. He would constantly lose his glasses, and he would give his servers, his altar boys, a quarter if they could find them for him. And so, being entrepreneurs, they started to hide his glasses. I'd like to remind you again of the story of Brian, who was a senior in high school. And at this time of year, he was anticipating his graduation. Brian was a good student. He was talented. Like teenage boys can be, he was likable and popular. And the teachers liked him. He worked hard, and he was a good athlete. Brian, like so many seniors at this time of year, longed to attend a university far from home. For Brian, this meant a whole new way of life, freedom, a new life, a better life. His parents also approved the idea of the university, but for other reasons. That their son would get an education. It's a novel idea. Their son would be challenged. And their son needed to grow up a bit and live away from home. Sometime ago, Brian's father promised his son a new car upon graduation if he would maintain his status in the honor group. It was kind of said in passing, but what kid forgets that in passing? A new car? And so the anticipation of Brian's graduation not only meant long-awaited freedom, but also some measure of inherited wealth. Well, the month of May finally arrived, and Brian graduated wearing his honor colors. And that night at the open house, he very respectfully waited for his gift, his long-awaited gift. And he was right. It was that evening when his father handed Brian a brand new, leather inlaid, and personalized Bible. "Here is your graduation gift, my son," his father said. Brian took the Bible and was stunned. He said nothing, just kind of held it. And then he kind of just dropped it. He kind of just dropped it on the kitchen counter in a fit and walked away. For about 10 days, Brian would not speak to his father. He was German. He had mastered passive aggression. And for several days, his father was very patient with his teenager and tried to offer again the Bible to Brian, a beautifully black-bound Bible with the name Brian in gold embossed on the cover. Well, very suddenly and tragically, Brian's father died The autopsy revealed that his father had an aneurysm. He was 41 years old. And after some time, now Brian, stricken with guilt and remorse and grief, sometime after his father's funeral, Brian started to go through his dad's belongings. And he picked up in his dad's belongings his Bible. He began to page through the Bible that his father tried to give him over and over again. He saw that there was a bookmark towards the back of the Bible. He turned there, and it was his father's favorite verse underlined. Brian's father taught this to him again and again and again. John 1 dozen, 2 dozen. John 12:24. How the seed must die before it lives. Our gospel today. He looked at that verse, and then he looked at the bookmark. And the bookmark was more than just a bookmark. It was the title to his new car. And for the rest of his life, Brian would be sorry that he did not accept his father's gift. Brian would regret for the rest of his life that he failed to recognize that gifts can come in surprising ways. I like this gospel, and I like this story because it teaches us, again, an essential principle in our faith. It teaches us, really, what the bedrock is for Holy Week, which is now approaching. And it is this: to accept whatever the Father gives, and to give whatever the Father takes, and preferably to do it without much grumbling and without losing our faith. This was a repeated teaching of Mother Teresa and important saints in the history of our church. This is how we live with peace in our lives. This is how we live as people of faith. To be faithful, not to understand God's will, but to accept the will of God. You're not in a living situation you like right now. Accept the people with whom you live. Your work is not ideal or according to your plan right now. Accept the work before you. You never imagined the situation you're in right now or the dependence you have in your care. Accept it as your role right now in your life. Today you have a good day. Accept it. It's God's gift to you. Tomorrow, and I'm not saying this will happen, tomorrow, everything may go wrong. Accept it as a gift. The water may run out. The weather may be ugly. Hope may be hazy. Just accept it. To accept and then to give whatever the Father takes. The Father is taking my eyesight. I actually have to wear glasses and I'm vain. I don't want to. But the Father is taking my eyesight close up. Give it. my good name, my youthfulness? What is God taking from you? Don't hold on to it. Give it. A comfortable lifestyle? Aspects of your health? Your security? Your friends? Give it. Comforts in your life? Give it. Your plan in life? God will always take that to humble us, to give without much grumbling, without losing our faith. So many times in the Bible, Jesus would say, "My hour has not yet come. My hour has not yet come." He did it in John's Gospel in the 2nd chapter, the 7th chapter, and the 8th chapter. But today, in the 12th chapter, our Lord's hour has come. And it will be time next week, as we will be here to hear the Passion, it will be time for our Lord to accept the Father's will. It will be time for him to give what the Father will take so that we may be saved. It will be time for our Lord, like that seed, to die so that life may come to us. Let's prepare for Holy Week this way. The stage is set. I said at the Masses last week that I pray this is a good Lent for all of us. And as is always the case, it could be the last Lent for any one of us. Let's prepare well. Let's be reminded what our Lord will accept for us. And let us also remember what we need to accept. Because as Brian taught us, gifts from God can come in some surprising ways. Amen.